The Loco Hoops Report is presented by H2 Basketball. Rob Benson and Rodney Mayers are building a program dedicated to advancing hoops in the Loco. They're providing opportunities for the area's best ballers to elevate their game through clinics, camps, open runs, and developmental leagues, and their elite AAU travel program is bringing all the area's brightest stars together to rep Loco. See what they're up to at h2bball.com and help the Loco become a hoops hotbed. This is the Loco Hoops Report, covering basketball in the South Carolina Lowcountry. Here are your hosts, Justin Jarrett and Wes Kerr. Hey, it's time for the Loco Hoops Report, the first edition, the first episode officially after our preview episodes last week. I'm Justin Jarrett, joined by Wes Kerr, Nick Field, and Rob Benson. We are going to talk some high school hoops, starting off with the boys' report today. We've got a nice, fun little setup for you. We got some fun, quick segments to go through. But first of all, we'll just kind of go around the table, so to speak, and talk about what we learned this week. You know, we all got out to see some games. Some of us more than others, because Rob is a gym hopper, but we all saw some basketball this week. So kind of what did you see? What did you learn this week out on the court? Wes, let's start with you. You were out at Hilton Head Prep, Hilton Head Christian. So you got to see four of our teams right there, two boys teams, two girls teams. What did you take away from that boys game? Obviously, the Dolphins looked very good, but what did you see from HHCA?
Yeah, I was really impressed by both teams. It was also my very last trip over the Hilton Head Christian Academy. It was the end of an era. The very last game that was ever played in their Eagles gym, which has been in use for over 40 years. So a bittersweet day. It was the final game ever played in the arena. So definitely made some great memories there over the years, and sad to see the lights being shut out there for the last time. But it was a great way to end it. Both the girls and the boys games were fantastic. And Hilton Head Prep, you know, they were as advertised in this contest. The offense was clicking all night. That ball movement that's been signature to Jerry Spalker's offense was tremendous once again. I got some new faces in the lineup, no Tyrone, no Stone McDonald, but the same results, just fantastic passing, ball movement all around. And they were knocking down the threes. After a slow first quarter, they got together in the second and then kept that momentum going throughout the second half. J.J. Hayes, he was on and off, but his team carried the load early, which is a great sign because he struggled the first 8 minutes or so of this game. But he did find his zone in the second half. He made a sweet contested three before he really dominated inside the paint. And a tough game for Jaden Chance, who was shut out, got in some foul trouble, but certainly got better games to come for the Dolphins. Kane Eanes and Ryan McKell could shoot the ball. Really impressed by those two. Kane Eanes was just amazing. That was some fantastic shooting, and he just knows where to go with the ball, and he can knock down the shot. So just great passing and outstanding execution by Kane Eanes. And then Luke Foley, he's becoming what Stone McDonald was, a reliable rebounder. He already was beforehand, but now with Stone out of the lineup, Foley is becoming the main guy over there on the board. And on the Hilton Head Christian Academy side, Andrew Helms can shoot, a nice little guard that he's been able to really make some strides. And he forced up a couple shots, which I wasn't really that impressed by, but he's a nice little shot over there, and he can run the offense. And so he's a young player who I think is going to make a good amount of improvements this year. Jace Blackshear was certainly missed, still working back from an injury that he suffered during the state championship football game. Hopefully they can get him back soon, and because I think he's going to make a big impact on this team just with the athleticism that we saw on the football field, and had a great basketball year back in 2020. So I'm excited to see Jace Blackshear. Jake Peduzzi also missing action on Friday night because he was involved in the Skeeza all-star football game. So hopefully they can get some more guys out on there and have their full complement of stars. But Isaiah Anderson, had a really great start to this game. He has some raw talent. I really think that has monster potential. He was doing some work inside, and just with that athleticism that we saw on the football field, and with the strong frame that he has, only a freshman, got a lot of time to grow and develop. I really like his potential. Just in this first game that I saw him play, and I'm excited to see how he grows as a basketball player. it's just a really nice solid core over there at Hilton Head Christian Academy. They're young. I think Travis Pretty is doing a great job improving this team. Quinn Ryan can shoot the three ball. Andrew Helms is becoming a solid guard with some outstanding upside in the years to come. And then hopefully they can get J.P. Paduzzi and J.C. Blackshear back, and Isaiah Anderson has the talent to develop into a really nice forward center role. So excited to see how Christian Academy improves this squad in the coming months and in the coming years, because they certainly have some talent.
Yeah, for sure. The move to Bluffton should probably help too. I mean, that's going to open up their, their student body to a whole different population that they're maybe not getting very many of right now. So that's going to be interesting to watch, because Pretty's got some good young players there for sure. Just doesn't have the depth right now. I'm definitely going to miss that field house, although I won't miss shooting photos in there because the lighting was awful. But as far as the acoustics and just the atmosphere of that place, it was a really fun place to be and watch a game. It got so loud in there. It was just wild how loud it would get in there. And then you get people up on the balcony looking down, and yeah, it's a fun spot. So hopefully somebody finds a use for it. I don't know what's in the plans for that facility, but Rob, I know you were hopping all over a bunch of gyms. What were some of the highlights you saw this week?
Oh boy. I think I was pretty much at a gym every night last week and had a great time doing so. I think what we've learned is that the Publix have bigger, badder athletes with more depth. If you sort of look what happened across the broad there, and obviously Nick was part of it. There's just bigger kids right now in the public schools, getting it done in these intersectional matchups. I've seen Prep a couple times as well. I've seen Christian. I love young Isaiah Anderson. I think he's going to be a big timer. Early in the week, I think he went for a double-double as a freshman. At some point, he'll probably start to move out towards the wing. I think that's his ultimate position. Andrew Helms as well, as was mentioned. He's very cerebral. He finds the open man. He's a gym rat. But the surprise for me of the week in terms of what I saw and even in the finals, I wasn't at this game, but how about CJ and Battery Creek up at Colleton early in the week?
Yes.
They've got guards on guards, and I think that carries you, right? So as they then trounced Whale Branch later in the week, what the takeaway there is that CJ's got them rolling up at the Creek. And, yeah. That might be my biggest surprise right now, and certainly my takeaway. In terms of the fellas, J.J. Hayes is a man physically. He's a kid who's putting up very consistent numbers.
He's at right now 21 points, 9 boards, 2.3 assists, a steal, and 1.8 blocks per game. So that's a pretty solid line.
Yeah, that's good stuff. And Hilton Head came out of the block and got their first W as well. So I think, they did as they were supposed to, as well as everyone's player of the year, or not mine, but several of y'all. Will McCracken, he put up some numbers there. So, so far the takeaway is what's going on at Battery, because they're getting it done right now. And I think that's a something to definitely keep our eye on, because if they can emerge and be as competitive as we think they are right now, that really adds and lends depth to this area. It's not as top heavy, and we have real competition across the board now.
Yeah, for sure. And I saw Battery Creek at Whale Branch and was very impressed. I actually left after the third quarter when they were up 15 to get a jump back to Bluffton on recaps and stuff. And then they ended up making it close. They kind of let it, get too close at the end, which, Whale Branch gets some credit for that. Jim Raymond is a great coach, and he found a way to make an adjustment and get back in the game there at the end. But, Whale Branch is very young, inexperienced. When you graduate all five starters, or five out of your top six, I guess, you're going to have some growing pains there. But Battery Creek looked very good. I mean, that backcourt is sick. Jordan Rivers, a couple of breakaway dunks, getting up, and David Smith is, leading the team in scoring right now. He is very good. Tukey had a rough game. Rashard Baker had a rough game against Whale Branch shooting the ball, but he had 16 against Colleton. So you put those three in the backcourt, and then David Grover comes off the bench and he can stroke it. And the couple bigs, Kaya George is a nice player. inside. And then Savion Isom is going to be a force inside too. So I think they're going to get better and better and better. That's a team that only won three games last year, and they're 2-0 with wins over two teams that made playoff runs last year. So off to a really good start there. And Nick, you got a heck of a team at Buford Academy, and right now you're kind of running, third in the city limits. So it's pretty good basketball over there in Buford right now, man.
Yeah, it's definitely improved, kind of steadily over the last few years. I know with us, I think, what's happened, typically at Buford Academy, I think a lot of these private schools is, your schedule really isn't that tough. And then you get into playoffs and then you get to the good teams. So this year we tried really hard to kind of front load that, so we got, massive 4A Buford High a couple times. We got Porter Goud, who's incredible, and just got, the La Lemire kid back. So we're hoping that being tested early ends up, helping you out in the long run. But I've definitely been surprised. I was surprised, with Battery Creek, obviously getting two wins already. I think they've had, maybe 8 or 9 or 10, you can correct me, the last 2 or 3 years combined.
Right.
So it's a very good start for them. What's the CJ Brown's second year starting to take those steps. They got those transfers from Ridgeland Hardyville, that we kind of thought maybe Thomas Hayward would, benefit from some transfers coming in, but I think it's Creek maybe that's benefiting from some transfers coming in. So I was impressed with that. Jordan Rivers obviously is going to do what he does. He's going to have a couple of really good years. It's just been a good week, I think, for basketball in the Lowcountry overall.
Absolutely. Yeah. Those guards, man, for Creek, they are so quick in the passing lanes. That's how they broke that game open early. They just so many steals and easy buckets for Rivers and Smith, and then they took the air out of it. They basically ran four corners at the end of the first three quarters and dared Whale Branch to come out and guard them. And the first couple of times they didn't do it, and they finally went after it the third time. But it's just smart coaching, smart basketball, knowing your team's strengths, and I think they're doing a good job with that over there.
We'll be right back with more here on the Loco Sports Lowdown Podcast.
Hey, Loco Sports fans, if you've ever found a spider or a palmetto bug in your home, or worse yet, if your wife or kids did, it's not a fun time. You don't have to worry about that when you trust Bluffton Pest Management to keep the bugs out. The owner, Keith, has been my go-to bug guy for years, and his expertise and customer service are unmatched. Check him out at BlufftonPest.com and request a free inspection. Go bug free in 2021 and go Loco with Bluffton Pest Management. When you need a home inspection, you want someone you can trust, someone who feels like a friend. That's why you need to call on Homegrown Home Inspections for a quality, detailed inspection and the kind of customer service you will only get from a small, locally owned family business. Call 843-949-8802 or visit homegrowninspectionsc.com to book your appointment today. Go Loco! Lowcountry Greenery has been serving Hilton Head for 37 years, offering full-service lawn care, landscaping, hardscaping, irrigation, and lighting, along with the island's number one horticulture plan. Call 843-290-0310 and use code LOCOGREEN to get half off the first 3 months on a weekly lawn care plan or $350 in new plants for your landscape. Go Loco! All right, well, let's transition over to our next segment, which I'm calling it Where'd He Come From? These are guys who weren't necessarily on our radar when we recorded our preview episodes last week, but they certainly are now. And I already talked about the first one that we'll throw out there, but that's Rashard Baker, Ridgeland Hardyville guy who turned up at Battery Creek, as I understand it, kind of late to the game, but they weren't sure if he was going to be cleared and everything. So they got him out there. He scored 16 in a big win against Colleton, struggled with his shot, but did a nice job on defense and, creating things against Whale Branch. And that's the kind of guy that you add him to the depth chart and move a couple guys down a slot, and that makes your team a heck of a lot better overnight.
Yeah, I would say for me, the word he come from for this week, it's a name that we talked about a little bit, but I still think Isaiah Anderson. We knew that he was going to have a decent year coming in as a freshman. But with Peduzzi being out, and I think Blackshear being out, he really stepped up, I think, 16 points in that game. He's going to be a kid that I think we're going to talk more and more and more about as each week goes on. So I think in terms of the boys' side, a kid that we talked about, very little last week, And, you know, we're talking about a little bit more this week. I think that's Isaiah Anderson over at Hilton Head Christian.
Yeah, no question. He's going to be a star, and we won't be able to claim he's off the radar for much longer, because he's definitely on it. How about you, Wes? You got anybody to throw in the mix here? Any guys who popped up on you this week?
I'm going to go with David Smith of Battery Creek High School. 11 points against Colleton, then 13 against Wellbridge, along with 4 rebounds and 4 steals. A transfer from Beaufort, really finding his home here at Battery Creek.
I'm so impressed by his defense. That's become so important for this Creek squad, picking up some nice steals and picking up that scoring in the transition offense game, and really an impressive jump shot coming in handy. And a nice win over Wellbridge. Obviously, the Warriors certainly taking a drop off from where they were last year, but still, Battery Creek is doing something that we haven't really seen them do very much, and that's picking up some early wins, already 2 wins. And as you said, they only had 3 last year, and they're getting it done over some solid competition. So I think he's really going to shine this senior year. He's been willing to be the man and have that leading role, and now it's his chance to do so. And what a game he had against the Warriors. Capped off the beautiful pass to Rashard Baker to seal the win. And what a job Battery Creek has done finding and developing this talent. And David Smith, one of our breakout candidates this year, but I think he's already broken out now, and he's going to have a special senior year.
Yeah, he's an impressive player, and a lot of his offense so far has come off his defense, but he can stroke it. He can shoot. So I think he's going to be a real weapon for them and allow Rivers to really run the point and, you know, not focus on trying to score as much, which is, you know, really going to be nice for them. They've got a good thing going over there for sure. How about you, Rob? Anybody that you maybe had a more finely tuned radar than some of us did, but was there anybody who wasn't really on your radar who is now?
I mean, I wouldn't say this kid wasn't on my radar, because I saw him play a couple times this summer and I've known about him for a minute. But at the end of the day, Kane Eaves is a quintessential floor player. He's a high IQ kid for prep. Everyone's given JJ all this credit, and rightfully so. He's got great numbers, and, you know, he looks the part. But Kane does all the right things, and he'll splash jumpers on you, and he'll pull rebounds and get you out in transition. He'll make the right pass. You know, he moves it on when he needs to. He pulls it up when it's needed for the team. He right now is just playing seamlessly, and he's not thinking. So he's doing a really nice job helping me culture that they try to do at prep and, you know, are pretty heavy with right now. So in terms of Faulkner and them moving forward, you know, they look very strong, but I would say at least of much of that is Eaves, you know, on top of Hayes. You know, both of them are great players, but yeah, Kane's coming along fast.
Well, you can't really crash on Hayes in the post if they can kick it out to Eanes and Michael and bang it from the outside. So it's a pick your poison situation. Kane's averaging 13.8, 5.8 rebounds, 2.8 assists, 2 steals, and almost a block. So yeah, he's playing great basketball for sure. A couple other guys I'd throw out there, May Rivers, Jason Epke-Boiso, 12 points against South Effingham. He's averaging 10. So that's a nice piece for them if he can keep that up. AJ Singleton had double digits against Estill for Wellbridge, struggled a little bit against Battery Creek, but he's a nice player who's got a lot of potential. And then Christian Tilton at JP2, a freshman, basically their sixth man, and he had 8 points, 8 boards, and 2 steals against Coastal. So those are some guys that we may be talking about a little bit more as we go forward. All right. Any other big surprises for you guys this week? And I'll throw one out. It's not really from this week, but I got to throw Nick a bone, because we didn't have a podcast the week before when BA knocked off Clarendon Hall. That's a heck of a win for the Eagles. You know, another one, you know, I think we'd all say on the flip side of that, we're a little surprised at how handily Buford High got you guys, but you know, a little more competitive the second time after the slow start. So that was a good sign. Anything else stand out to you guys as big surprises from the first couple of weeks here?
I'm really surprised, and I'm pleasantly surprised by how good CJ Brown is doing leading this Battery Creek squad. I mean, Rashard Baker leading the way. He was a key piece of last year's run at Ridge and Hardyville. And then what really, really was impressive for me is the pieces along with Jordan Rivers with some clutch genes, knocking down a game-winning three against Colleton, came back from a 13-point deficit to beat the Cougars. They shot 45% from the field, which is difficult to do in the high school game. That's a tremendous result for the Dolphins, and they followed up with a win over Whale Branch, their first in 3 years beating that program. Obviously, as we said, the Warriors are in a rebuilding phase, real rebuilding season. So, but regardless, Battery Creek is doing everything right so far this year. David Smith, as I mentioned, a breakout game. Jordan Rivers, he's become an heck of a player, slamming home some dunks. David Grober, who's a big part of last year's team, making some important shots, and outstanding free throw shooting. That was the difference in the game. The Warriors couldn't knock down the free throws, but Battery Creek did so all game long, and free throws along with turnovers and along with rebounding are some of the biggest aspects in the game of basketball. And if you make your free throws, you have a great chance of winning games. So outstanding job knocking down the foul shots for the Dolphins. And you know, last year they didn't win their second game until the middle of January. So yeah. CJ Brown is working some magic over there at Creek. They did get some fortunate breaks with the Rashard Baker transfer, but this is all CJ Brown. I mean, he's preparing this team phenomenally for this season, and they have all been making big impacts, whether it's Jordan Rivers, David Smith, David Grober, or some others. Everybody's dialed in. They bought into this program, and they are putting up some fantastic results to start this season. What an amazing job so far by CJ Brown and this Battery Creek squad. They are on the rise.
Yeah, I'm pleasantly surprised with Buford High and Battery Creek. Like Justin was saying earlier, you know, getting basketball just in the Buford area on the boys side a little bit more competitive. You know, Huff's got two wins now. I think he had five last year. CJ's got two wins now. I think he had three last year. So, you know, it's a great start for them. I'm hoping that's going to lead to, you know, more teams on this side of the broad, you know, being in the postseason. You know, CJ's obviously done a good job over there and has been very fortunate with, I think, you know, three or four transfers. You got the two original Hardyville guys, David Smith coming over from Buford High. So, you know, a lot of stuff, especially with COVID going on, I think a lot of teams are going to be a little bit different than we expected, with so many kids moving around. But I was definitely pleasantly surprised with Battery Creek and Buford High. I mean, they're almost, you know, at their win totals already from last year, and we're just a couple weeks in.
Yeah, good stuff. How about you, Rob? Anything jump out at you this week as a surprise?
Surprise. I like JP too when I saw him. You know, yeah. We had talked them up a little bit last week about their returning strength and their size. They're a pretty decently sized team, especially for the bracket they're in. And they're athletic too. And also there was kids in the system. Like their JV this past week had two or three very fine young ball players who are going to feed right in a year or two. So I think they got something going on and are truly wearing that, you know, dark horse role right now, because they've got depth and some frontline kids. So definitely something to keep your eye on there. I thought Bluffton started the season after their original lockdown, you know, and we had said they would be, you know, showcasing some growing pains, and I think they did, but they got through it. Again, another kid we pointed to last week, and I think I said he was a quiet assassin. Well, he wasn't quiet early. Eric, I think, hit two or three threes right out of the gate for Bluffton, and they boxed and won him for a good portion of the game to take his stroke out of the game. So, you know, I think everyone got some wins. There's some growing pains. Some people are starting their season a little later than the others, and, you know, competitively kind of gearing up right now. Some teams have four or five games. I mean, when you get to the girls' side, there's squads last week. And Nick, too, to Nick's credit, I'm going to give Nick a lot of credit here. One thing I've is a takeaway is that the competition, you know, you really have to go out and try to find competition for your kids, right? Around here, there's two or three kids a team. Nick has taken it on, and he's playing all comers right now. So yeah, you're gonna get taken to the woodshed every now and then when you have that mentality. But the reality is that it's sort of a Jerry Tarkanian sort of mentality, which is, you know, wherever they'll play you, whenever they'll play you, we'll be there. And that's to be, you know, there's no duck season when it comes to BA basketball right now, and I think that's commendable. You know, and I think that we could, I would love to see a little more of that, by the way, you know, over here on this side of the broad. So as we move forward, look at JP2 a little bit. I was happy to see Bluff didn't get off the schneid early. And then, you know, I think Hilton Head did as they were supposed to do. And we're just going to see a lot more now. Now they've just started to, you know, gear up. Now we get to see them two or three times in a week and see what they really have. Get battle tested quickly, right?
Yeah, for sure.
That Oceanside win was nice. I mean, that's really good. Winning by 11 up there is no joke. And McCracken, obviously the real deal, 24 points, 13 boards, 6 blocks, 3 assists. So that's a nice debut in a Seahawk uniform. I think they're going to be a lot of fun to watch. I'm looking forward to getting them at home a few times so we can get out and see them. Okay, let's introduce a new segment called Loco Sound. Whenever we can, we'll snag post-game interviews with coaches and players and play them back for you here. So let's take a trip around the Loco hoop scene in Loco Sound, the maiden voyage.
Coach, still undefeated, a dominant win over your rival Hilton Head Christian Academy Eagles. Well, looking at the stat sheet, 4 guys in double figures, really balanced offensive effort.
Well, that's something we preach all the time is balanced scoring. I thought our kids were very unselfish. We took too many threes at the start of the game, but again, I think that was the unusual situation. Anytime you win on the road, you got to be glad.
I'm really impressed by J.J. Hayes, but more so tonight by what Kane Eames did, a guy who was a critical component last year, but really has improved tremendously going into this year. Just your thoughts on how he's taken that next step here so far early on in the season.
Kane has worked in the offseason. His shot has always been there. We're trying to get it off a little quicker and improve his defense. And he's going to be a fine player.
Well, you mentioned defense, but I really like how you guys came out after halftime. No field goals allowed in the first 5 minutes of that second half. Tell me about that defensive intensity coming out after halftime.
Well, that's something we stress all the time. We want to get off to a good start. We had the lead, and we talked about getting it into double figures. And I thought our kids played well.
Can you reflect on this crosstown rivalry, obviously? Hilton Head Christian Academy moving over to Bluffton. So the last time we have this crosstown affair, tell me about the memories from coaching this Hilton Head prep team and playing this Hilton Head Christian Academy squad for a number of years.
Well, there's been some great games in this gym. You hate to see it go. The people at Christian are outstanding. You're going to miss them when they move across the Bluffton. I don't think it'll affect the rivalry at all. I think it'll be Christian prep, just like it's always been, just in a new locale.
Well, you got some nice matchups the next couple weeks, including a game against Pinewood Prep. Where are you looking for your team to show yourself in these out-of-reach matchups?
Well, you know, we're playing 2-3A schools coming up. We're playing Pinewood Prep and Northwood. You know, stepping up to the next level, it'll be a challenge, but that's what life is about, challenges.
Well, thank you, Coach.
Thank you.
All right, I'm here with Head Coach C.J. Brown and Coach, a thrilling, thrilling win here at Willow Branch today. How'd you feeling?
Oh, man, I feel good, man. I think we were well prepared for this. We watch a lot of film. We still riding off that Collin & County game, man. We still remember, you know, the Collin & County game, and we're just riding the wave right now, so it feel good.
Started off extremely hot in the first half there. You guys were up by at least 15 there at one point in the second half. What were you telling your guys there in the huddle most of the time, trying to get them fired up? That was a huge way, especially with a strong Willow Branch team.
What I was just telling them, man, just keep it going, man. We always, like this whole week of practice, man, we were telling how good we are, how great we are. And I think we showed it, but at the end of the day, man, winning by a couple of points after losing that big lead, it was the vice versa of what we did to Collin County. We just had to stick it out.
So, like you said, you lost a big lead there to the Warriors there. But tell me what you were able to do defensively, because you guys were able to milk that clock a little bit and able to push forward a little bit and make sure that they had you made them come to you. So, offensively, you guys hit a lot of shots, but defensively, you guys were really strong.
Oh, that's going to be the key for us, man. Defensively, we're going to have to turn our defense into offense. We contained Jalen. AJ was pretty good. Some other guys showed up, but we knew what to do when we stepped on the court defensively.
So only one player in double digits tonight, but low scoring game. That's kind of what you expect. David at 10. What do you tell your guys after this big win?
Hey, we still got to go, man. We still got some games to go. We got to go. We won't say what our goal is, but we got to go for our non-region games. So I think that setting that goal is what's keeping us going.
All right, Coach. Thanks very much. Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, guys. Well, let's wrap it up with our players of the week, and then we will call it a week on the Loco Hoops Report. Wes, you always get the first crack. Who's your player of the week this week, buddy?
Very tough choice here on the boys' side this week, but I'm going to go with Oliver Holmes out of Buford High School. Two amazing wins, 17 points, 2 rebounds, 3 assists, 4 steals in the first game against BA, and then the rematch, a big 26 points, 2 rebounds, 3 assists, and 3 steals. He's become an outstanding ball handler. He's been the go-to guy now that Jamad Rivers has graduated, and he brings some excellent defensive intensity into this game, and he's going to be a pain to hold down. He's really grown into that playmaker. He's also become the reliable three-point shooter. So 3 key triples in that first BA game. He dropped 26 in the rematch to finish off the 2-game sweep, 2 boards, 3 assists, and 3 steals. And he knows how to score the ball. What a fantastic connection he has with Zion Odom. Those two have been becoming a deadly connection. Ollie Holmes has been that important ball distributor, a key ball handler, and an outstanding guy to have on both ends of the floor. What a 1-2 punch that this Buford team is having with Ollie Holmes and then Zion Odom. Watch out for Buford, this squad. Jeremy Huff is doing some outstanding work over there, and Oliver Holmes, along with Zion Odom, have been showing out so far.
Yeah, definitely. Ollie Holmes is looking good over there at Buford High, and I know that pains Nick because he had to watch both of those firsthand. But I know you also like Ollie, so it's always a double-edged sword for you over there, buddy. Nick, who's your player of the week?
And I do want to just start by saying when everybody at Buford High said play Ollie on JV, I was the one that brought him up on heart. Feels like a long time ago, but I guess it's only been 3-4 years. I'm actually going to go Buford High as well, but I'm not going to go Ollie. I'm going to go Rush Riley. Nice. He was impressive. You'll have to give me the numbers, but I just remember every time, we would go on a run and, maybe like a 6-0 run, Rush would come back with a 3 or Rush would come back with a pull up. And I think a lot of attention is going to go to Ollie. I think a lot of attention is going to go inside to the Dennison brothers and to Zion. And I think Rush is going to be the biggest, benefactor of all that. I think he's a guy that can hit open shots. He's got a quick release. I was impressed, honestly. I thought he hurt us worse than anybody else. Those 2 games that Buford High had against us. So I'll go with Russ Riley for my player of the week. I'd be remiss if I didn't mention Little Ben this week. Being matched up with Ollie Holmes twice, being matched up with Denham over at Porter Gowd. He didn't put up crazy numbers, but he put up solid numbers. And, he played well against Denham, which I thought was really impressive. And like Rob said earlier, trying to front load the schedule and really get some competition to see what these kids are made of and get them battle tested for the games that actually matter. I thought Little Ben, held his own, but he's not there yet. I would say my player of the week is going to be Rush Riley from Buford High.
Excellent choice. Rush averaged 12.5 points and 3 assists against you guys this week, so pretty solid numbers there. And like you said, if anybody focuses on other guys, Rush will make you pay for it because he can knock down the open jumper for sure. All right. Well, next to you, Rob, you got the next pick in the draft, buddy. Who's your player of the week?
I'm going to go with JJ down at prep, partially just because of the volume of the schedule. It seems like several of these teams are running out 4 or 5 games a week or 3 games right now.
Get them in while you can, brother.
I feel you there. Well, I've gotten the opportunity to see him twice this week, and, he's really consistent. He's methodical in his approach pregame. During the game, he's businesslike. He's inside, outside. They have him doing a little more damage right now. I think, inside where it's not truly, his long-term position. But I know, he runs with the Atlanta All-Stars, and they get him out on the wing more and let him shoot it, let him get up and down a little. So I'm going to give it to him until, you know, they falter in some way, shape, or form, and he's not putting up like 30 a night. Yeah. So that's kind of where I am with that. The problem I'm starting to see on this side of the ball, or, you know, on the boys' side as well as the girls' side, is like, where's the competition come from if you're not scheduling up like Nick? So, right. You know, you got kids who on some of these teams who are the competition wanes from now on until late in the state playoffs. Like, they've seen what they're going to see. And that to me is a little scary competitively and in terms of developing kids. So,
yeah, I think Region 7-4A is going to be really strong, you know, pretty competitive with the teams around here. And then you throw James Island in the mix, and, you know, I think they and Hilton Head are really going to duke it out. So I think that region will be fine. Battery Creek will get tested. They'll get Oceanside a couple
times.
Well,
it's more the privates.
The privates, you see Kenny's gone and found them on the girls' side. And Prep's done a good job of that. They went over to Georgia and played a couple really good teams. They get Pinewood this week, you know, so they're testing themselves. But you're right. It's a challenge. You have to be intentional about it and go find those teams and that competition. Cause it's not just sitting here in your lap.
No, it's not, especially on the girls' side. We had a bunch of them in the gym yesterday. So it was sort of an interesting, there's takeaways there.
Yeah.
Anyway.
All right. Well, I'll wrap it up with my player of the week, and I'll go with Will McCracken over at Hilton Head. Great debut for the Seahawk and future UNCW Seahawk with 24 points, 13 boards, 6 blocks, and 3 assists against a really good Oceanside team that was, in the lower state finals in Class 2A last year, or semifinals, and lost to that Whale Bridge team. So great showing for him. Great sign of things to come for the Seahawks. And we'll leave it at that, guys. We'll wrap up our first episode here, and hope you enjoyed it. If you did, subscribe to the Loco Hoops Report wherever you get your podcasts. And if you want to hear more about JJ Hayes, check out the Loco Lowdown from last week. We had a great interview with him. He was very impressive, obviously impressive on the court, but he was very impressive off the court as well and chatting with him. So check that out over on the Loco Sports Lowdown, and then subscribe so you get a notification every time we drop a new episode. We'll have one every week. Thanks for joining us for this one. And until next time, go Loco.